Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 256.
Hey, it's Bob Mould, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
I'm sorry, baby, but you can't stand in my light anymore. You're moving back to the shadows. I can't fight this anymore. I tried to heal you. I tried to fix you. I tried to show you compassion. I tried to listen. I tried to love you.
Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. And joining me is my loving and wonderful partner, Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the show again. I believe the last time you were here in the show was St. Patrick's Day. In 2008.
Oh, that's when I had to take over for you because you were drunk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember. You're still hungover from that, aren't you, a year later?
Yeah, pretty much. That was really bad. And it's okay. It's okay now. This is St. Patrick's. We really didn't do much. Oh, I should tell you guys before we go on. Before we go on the top of the show, we had Bob Mould. That's his song called "I'm Sorry, Baby, But You Can't Stand in My Light Anymore." That's the title of the song. A pretty long title for a song. Yeah. So yeah, our special guest today is Bob Mould. We had had an interview with him last week. You know, what do you think of that? You heard the interview.
Uh huh.
Yep. Yeah. It's pretty cool to have him again in the show, and I don't know, it's been a year, and he's got a new album out. It's called Life and Times, and we've been listening. Mike and I have been listening to the album, and it's really great.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good.
Mm-hmm. And there's some videos out there on YouTube already also that I've been watching. I haven't shown you some of the videos yet. We'll do that. But anyway, before we go on, yeah, we just do some weekend updates with my hubby here. That's what we do. That's what we usually do. We talk about what happened in the weekend. So, okay, so I picked you up Monday.
Monday?
No, Friday.
Friday. The weekend starts on Friday.
I always you were here earlier in the week. It's always good to have you.
Well, I have to work. You know, I have to make money to take care of all of your needs. So
that's right. I'm such a high maintenance.
You are high maintenance. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, do you realize how much 9 video cameras cost?
I don't have that much.
That's
video
right. Only eight.
No, I some of them are already broken or really bad. They're not operational. But what I'm using right now. Oh, you guys may have seen, listeners out there, you may have seen the video from TBRU. We had some video this with Vito and Shannon. I hope you guys enjoy that one. And very soon, probably this coming week, we're going to have the video with Gary and Mac from Dallas Bears. Gary was the one who is the Pinoy Cub from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
He did the McDonald's commercials and the Mazda commercials. So it's pretty cool. It's a very cool guy. Anyway, so we're going to do that. And yes, more videos coming up. And also, I did tell you about it. I got a massage that TBRU weekend, right?
I heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's from Mikey. His name is Mikey. So, yeah, he gave me a massage that Friday. When we go to Chicago, I might get a schedule with him for you.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Well, I heard everybody at TBRU got some sort of massage.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Some, if not many. I'm looking forward to that. So if you get to meet Mikey at Chicago, so Bear Prime. But anyway, okay, back to our weekend updates. We came from, we met up with John Palima, two of our friends here in Houston, and invited us over. And we went to the George Observatory, and we got to see planets. Well, one really, we only saw one planet.
What was the state park called that it's in?
Brazos.
Brazos Bend or something like that?
Brazos Bend. Yeah, that's right. I couldn't remember it myself, but Brazos Bend. It's really deep there down in Sugar Land and even farther south. Rosenberg, is it?
Yeah, it's deep in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the... There you go.
I don't know how that goes. I'm not from Texas.
Yeah. God, reminds me of baseball games. But yeah, it's a nice trip down there. We got to see Saturn. I really wasted those $2.
Well, no, that was cool. They had they have like the big telescope, and we didn't get there early enough to get tickets for that. But then they got two smaller domes, and you just pay like a couple bucks, and you can go in there as many times as you want. So they had one of the scopes on Saturn, and it was really cool because you could see three of the moons of Saturn as well. And then the other one they had on a double star, which was I thought was pretty cool. But
I didn't understand that one. What was that double star?
It's two stars that are they're held together by gravity, basically. I mean, they're far apart. They're like, I think they said they're like as far apart, like about four times the distance between like our sun and Pluto. And so those two stars are about four times as far apart as that, but they're held together by gravity. So, yeah, it's cool. Okay. But it looked really cool because you would never know. You can see it up in the sky, but you'd never really know until you use a telescope to see that. But but actually, a lot of the people that just brought their own telescopes out, I thought you could see like Saturn just as well with some of the telescopes people had out there. So
the cheaper ones, the smaller ones can do it. I think with the right lenses, the one you have right now, you can see the Saturn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You could have done that. Maybe I should get you some new lenses for Christmas or something.
But it was really cool. There was a lot of people out there, and it was really fun. We had a good time.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it's always good to spend time with Palima and John.
Yeah. They're our best friends. Anyway, okay, so that was last night. We had a great time. And maybe we should do that again sometime in August. When Mars, I want to see Mars this time. Mm-hmm. And it should be around that time. Anyway, okay, let's go on with the interview with Bob. Let's listen to Bob, our favorite musician. He's really great. He's a really nice guy. And
well, you know he's one of my heroes, right?
I mean, know.
I was a huge, huge, huge Husker Du fan when I was in college. And so,
yeah. Yep. We'll talk about that later if you're, with your Husker Du experience. Okay. Here's Bob Mould. Joining us today is one of my favorite artists. He has been on Bear Podcast before, and we're going to talk about his latest album, Life and Times. I would like to welcome Bob Mould. Welcome to the show again, Bob.
Hi, Maynard. How are you doing? It's been
great,
a while.
Great.
It's been almost like a year, hasn't it?
I know. Yeah, it's been a year. And it's been a busy day for interviews for you today.
It never stops.
I know.
But right now it's particularly busy with the new record coming up in April, and and tours are coming up, and it's been sort of a whirlwind lately. But here we are.
Yeah, that's true. So okay, Life and Times, your newest album, it will be out on April 7th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a little bit of detail about Life and Times. Did you start recording Life and Times as soon as you got back from your tour last year? Or has this been in the making alongside with Drisic Lime?
To go backwards a little bit, District Line came out in February of 2008.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But that record, I swooshed labels for that record, and it actually got delayed about 6 months. So it was supposed to come out in the summer of 2007, and it didn't come out until early 2008.
I see.
So for Life and Times, the writing started about July of 2007.
Oh, okay. It's been making for a long time.
So it's all very current material, but I actually started writing this record before District Line was out. Mm-hmm. And so now I feel like I'm just about caught up. Like,
okay.
The music industry is caught up to me, and it's all good now. So.
That's good. Okay, you were in, you were touring last year, I remember, and honestly, I could only see videos of you on YouTube. People mm-hmm. were taking videos and stuff. It's normal these days that people try to record videos on their cell phones or digital cameras. Do you have a mm-hmm. Problem with that?
Well, I mean, when I go to a concert, I try to put myself in fully into the experience, and I'm usually not taking pictures because that sort of distracts from the effect of what the artist is trying to say to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like fidgeting with things instead of actually paying attention.
Yeah.
So I'm never really sure why people do it. I mean, I guess I'm old fashioned in the sense that when you go to a museum and you see a piece of art, or you go to the theater and you see a show, or you go to see music, that, you know, the memory should be the thing that you walk away with, not so much like the digital recording and worrying about how it looks and,
yeah,
I mean, all that kind of stuff. You know, having said that, I understand why people do it, and I'm not a real fan of it, but I'm wise enough to know that people are going to do it. So why should I really, there's only... I've had shows where people are standing in front of me with a camera the whole night, and I'm like, are you even paying attention to what I'm doing? And don't you understand how distracting that is?
Ah, okay.
You're just standing there with a camera in front of my face when there's like 1,000 people behind you that I have to look at as well.
That's right. Yeah, kind of disrespectful sometimes.
It's a little strange. I gotta say.
Okay, so you're gonna be in Coachella. California.
Coachella coming up on so we're playing the Saturday of Coachella, and I'm really looking forward to that. I've been I've gone to Coachella many times as a fan, so
uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of the festival, and it's always good to go to the desert. And yeah, it should be. I have a lot of friends that are coming out. I know a lot of the, you know, I know there's already a Coachella Bears group on Facebook, and I know most of those guys. So it's
cool. That is so cool.
I'm hoping they'll all be over when I'm playing. You know, come over and support. So that'll be fun.
Yes, that is awesome. Okay, so I noticed one of your songs. Okay, I've been listening to some of your songs already, and what really caught my eye was Argos.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is a bar in Amsterdam, right?
Wow. How did you know?
I've been there.
You have a computer.
Bob, I've been there. And okay. I guess you know. And you mentioned in the song that you've been down the basement and stuff like that, you know. And I myself, I've been there.
That's
what the song's about, yeah. Yeah. I remember my partner was telling me to go down there to check it out and stuff like that. So, also back to your song, the Argos. And,
do you know, did you know this? Do you know, it's funny that, you know, do you know heterosexuals do that too?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Is that one of your hangouts there in Amsterdam if you ever go?
I've been there before. It's got a lot of history, that place.
Ah, okay.
Isn't it the oldest leather bar in the world?
Yeah, that's right. Well, in Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam, which is one of the oldest Western cities in the world. So it's,
yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got quite a history.
Yeah, that's an interesting story we're telling there. So yeah, I could relate because yeah, I've seen people going up and down there, and yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't fall.
Oh, I won't. I've been there a couple of times. Okay, let me ask you about Minneapolis. You're going to be in Varsity Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you used to live in Minneapolis, and I actually have some friends there who are looking forward to watch you.
Well, that's a show that carries a lot of weight, I guess, coming up next week. The fact that I spent a lot of my formative musical years in Minneapolis with Husker Du, and you know, I wrote Workbook up in the farm in northern Minnesota, and then I moved down to New York City, but. You know, going back up there and playing on the, playing a week from tomorrow, or a week from today, actually, it is the 30 years to the day anniversary of the first Husker Du show in St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so it's got, you know, it's going to have some historical significance, you know, at least to me and maybe to a couple other people. So it should be a real fun show. Always, it's sort of like a homecoming when I go back to the Twin Cities. So,
who thinks you're going to be there? Are you going to be hanging out in the bars? You know.
Actually, I got a pretty full schedule. I'm going to get into Minneapolis in the afternoon. I've got to work.
Oh.
And then the next day, I've got a couple radio station visits and actually doing a master class over at one of the music schools in town before I head back to D.C. So.
I see. Pretty busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna get out and about too much in Minneapolis on this trip. Maybe when I go back in the fall with the band, I'll be able to have time to go see my friends.
Yeah, that's true. It's like a homecoming. Yeah. Okay. Because I visit New Orleans all the time, and I go to Voodoo Fest. Do you have any plans in the future, probably, to play in Voodoo Fest?
Nobody's approached me about it, but I'll make a note of it and see what, it's all about and see if it's something that would work for everybody. Is it a music?
Like, oh yeah, music it's festival? It's like Coachella. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. If we could make it work, I'd be all for it. You know, I've played New Orleans a couple times. I just wasn't aware of the festival. Good.
Yeah, it's good. It's cool. Yeah, you know, going to New Orleans is always good. And, in general right now, how are you? Are you all set for your coming up gigs?
I think so. I just been working on a new guitar lately. I think I finally have it into shape for the tour. Running a lot at the gym, trying to get my wind back so that I don't blow up on stage.
Okay. That's
you
right.
Know, just the little things, trying to lose a few pounds, get the guitars in shape, and remember the words to most of the songs.
That's right.
Get a new travel bag. Simple stuff. It's simple stuff, actually. It's not that glamorous.
How about your Flying V? You always travel with your Flying V?
They're in the closet.
They're in the closet. You really retired that one.
My Flying V's are gay, so they're staying in the closet.
Okay.
All right.
That is awesome. Well, thank you for joining me in the show.
All right, Maynard. Thanks again. It's always fun to talk to you.
Yeah. Good luck on your gig and your album. And we'll put the schedules on the website, and we'll tell our listeners all about it.
Sounds great. Thanks again, Maynard. Take care.
Take care, too. Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was a great interview with Bob Mould. And it's good to hear from him again. Get to listen to it, too, yeah. We talked about his Coachella. You wanted to know about Coachella.
I really want to go to Coachella, but it's just it's a bad weekend. I got to go to a conference for work, so... Oh well.
Yeah, it's something that I want to go there too. This he said there's a Coachella Bears there too. So, interesting. I'm trying to Google them. I want to see if I could catch them. Anyway, okay. So let's talk about his schedule. He's going to be in Chicago, Illinois, March 29th. Actually, it's tonight. Tonight's 29th, right?
Yeah,
we're doing this on a Sunday right now. And tomorrow, March 30th, he's going to be in Minneapolis, I believe. Shannon. He's gonna watch them, mm-hmm. Yeah. And April 3rd, he's gonna be in Philadelphia. And April 5th in Charlottesville, Virginia. April 7th, he's gonna be in Alexandria, Virginia. And April 8th, two bars. April 8th and April 9th, he's gonna be in New York City. One is in Joe's Pub, and the other one's in
they're both
in Joe's Pub. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, this is the one we wanted to go to. It's Coachella on April 18th. In Indio, California. And he's going to go to London on May 6th. He's got a big break there, April 18th. Yeah, he's going to be in London for another concert. He always goes to London. Last year he went to London also for District Line. And this time with Life and Times, he's going to do that again. Okay, so Mike, you've seen Husker Du concert, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Several times. Mm-hmm.
So how was that? Tell me how that went. What was this?
It was great. I don't remember exactly what year it was, but it was when I was living in Columbus, Ohio. And, it was probably like around 1986 or 87 in that area. Mm-hmm. And, I saw them several times in the span of, 4 or 5 years. But used to see them at a place called, at the time it was called the Newport Music Hall. I can't remember if that's what it's called now. Before that it was the Agora. But, mm-hmm. It wasn't a bad place. Saw a lot of good shows there. It was right near campus. And so, I was really into Husker Du. And so I was really excited when I saw them. And, I'd always go to see them when they were in town. And, mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
There were Husker Du with Grant and the other ones, right? Bob, Grant, and I forgot the third guy's name. Yeah, that's the one I remember too. Back in 87, we used to cover their song. Well, just one song of theirs. And I didn't know. I only knew Husker Du because of that song.
Wait, what was the song you guys covered?
Oh, Don't Wanna Know If You're Lonely. Mm-hmm. And the drummer was the singer. Bob wasn't singing that song, I think. And they had videos all over on YouTube and that right now. And yeah, that's what we listened to before. Alongside, it was weird because we were listening to some heavy metal songs, and alongside with this, with the Descendants and Husker Du. So aside from the punk bands that we used to cover, like Descendants and Face to Face back then, we used to play Husker Du. And all along we were thinking it means how are you. I don't know why, but it's something else. In the Joan Rivers video, it meant something else. It's a Swedish for something. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, so guys, check out bobmold.com. So you could see the schedules of
of Bob Mould's. They're called the Bob Mould Band. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go around the U.S. and they have a concert. And check out the new album, which is Life and Times. Yeah, there are a few tracks there. And they're really growing onto me. It's really good songs. And I did listen to I'm Sorry Baby. I saw the videos also. He does it unplugged. He does a lot of songs right now unplugged that you could see some videos of. And they're really great. And yes, I'm excited about that. In fact, I should also talk about Chicago. He's going to be in Chicago at Bear Pride.
Oh, for Blow Off.
For Blow Off, yeah. Yeah. So if you guys go to... Oh, I have to verify this. Forgot to get the website. It's blowoff.us. Nice name. Blowoff.us. Yeah. Blowoff.us. See the website. Events. Okay. So what date is that?
Yeah, May 23rd at the Metro.
May 23rd at the Metro? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You plan to be there.
I hope so, yeah.
Is that a Sunday? It is a Sunday, right? Yeah, it is a Sunday.
But that's the weekend of Bear Pride and IML up in Chicago, so.
I'd like to see that. May 23rd is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We'll see what we can do. I don't think there's I'm sure there's aside from IML, we can do a lot of things there. I've never been to IML. You've been to IML before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What am I expecting to see?
Huh?
What am I expecting to see at IML?
Oh, you know, the vendor fair is fun. All kinds of household gadgets, you know, everything that someone needs in their house.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mm, you think we're going to need some?
I'll buy you some presents.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. That'll be awesome.
Here, you want a preview?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, thank you. We have one more, sir. Okay. Let's do that. I want to see what's going on. Do you have to pay? I remember now they have to pay to go in, or you have to sign a waiver.
Yeah, I think so, but I mean, it's not much.
It's not a big deal. Everybody goes in anyway. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm excited. Okay.
But I mean, it's been several years since I went. Ed and I went quite a few years ago to Bear Pride. And, you know, that and IML were the same weekend. A lot of mixing of the same groups. And so, I mean, it's been quite a while, so I don't know what it's still like. But mm-hmm. I think that it's still, you know, two events and a lot of the same people kind of hitting both of them. So,
okay.
It'll be cool.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm excited. Also, Bear Pride. We're going to do Bear Pride also. And I'm going to meet some of the committee there. And shout out to David and Travis. I got to meet them at the Bear Pride. Here at TBRU. I met them. And we're going to have them in the show very soon, probably next week or so. And yeah, looking forward to that. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you, Mike, for joining me. We're going to watch basketball now.
Yes.
How butch of you. Okay.
Well, Michigan State just won, so you know we got one Big Ten team in the tournament in the Final Four, so that's always good.
Okay.
I just turned off all of your listeners who live outside of the Midwest.
But you know, Ohio State.
That's right.
They're going to beat Michigan.
No, State. They're out of it now.
They're out of it now?
Yeah.
See, I'm not well-versed with these things. I'm sorry.
But they did beat Michigan State in the Big Ten tournament, so.
Okay.
They're the last team to beat Michigan State this year so far.
Whew. I added some more butch points.
Not really.
Not really. I failed. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And visit the website, bearpodcast.com. If you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com. And very soon, we're going to have Ray again. We're going to talk about Bear Watch. You can contact him at ray@bearpodcast.com. And keep tabs on us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook. Also, subscribe by iTunes. Leave us a review. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
There were trails of fallen trees, deciduous and weeding marsh. The lowland birds and crickets roared. The vine.
the footbridge, entering the wilderness, following my footsteps. The silence, the sweetest is the time when I can hear the thoughts, thoughts on your mind, yeah. Panic and worry that seems to consume most every thought. Then lies a calm and steady hand that someday you might see. Perhaps it isn't what you wanted, or even what you're looking for. But once you see the symmetry, once you see that you and me, the silence. This is the time when I can hear the thoughts, thoughts on your mind, yeah. While others with so nervous, the words will disappear. What thoughts are on your mind, yeah. You park the car outside and go fight.